We're counting down the hits here with Keith Urban, and I want to talk about you getting on stage with the Rolling Stones out in Los Angeles. You know, Carrie Underwood was in here a couple weeks ago, and we talked about, you know, how she was on the phone with Mick. Right. And she just kind of sort of like, it sounded just so funny. Well, I'm on the phone with Mick, and we're talking about what I'm going to sing and what we're going to do, and he invited me out, and I'm going like, just to say the words, I was on the phone with Mick.
Yeah.
So how did your invitation to sing with the Rolling Stones come?
I was on the phone with Mick. And,
it sounds just as good when you say it.
That's how Mick rolls, you know. my manager said, Mick's going to call you shortly. And I was in the studio cutting a little bit of everything. And my phone rang, and I said, I have to take this call. I pick up my phone, I'm like, hello? He goes, yeah, Keep. And I went, yeah. He goes, hey, mate, it's Mick. I went, how are you, Mick? Good, fantastic. And off we went. I'd met him, now, certainly in my case, I'd met him before, so it wasn't a total unknown voice or anything. But still, nonetheless, when he's calling, asking about what songs we should do, was pretty awesome.
Keith Urban is my co-host this week, and we're just talking about you playing with the Rolling Stones out in L.A. What were you thinking? Just that moment, you know, when you walked out on stage with them.
I was just ready to go, and it was good that they had a sound check in the afternoon with the whole band. So I got there and ran the song with them, and, you know, in that environment, got to meet Keith and Ronnie and Charlie. But Mick, I always have to say this, there's nothing, and Kerry, all these people will back this up, there's nothing like standing on stage next to Mick and singing. And I've got some insane photographs of singing. Because Mick said, do you want your own microphone or do you want to sing on mine? I'm like, well, let's have my own setup out there, but I'll probably sing mostly on yours with you. And he's like, oh, fine, that'll look great. Yeah, let's do that. So I spent most of the night singing on his mic. And when you're inches away from Mick Jagger, when he's in full flight on a stage in front of an arena audience, there is nothing like it, and it is age-defying to the hilt. I have chills thinking about it. The electricity and it's almost like this explosiveness from him. I've never experienced it with anybody remotely close to it. There's a reason why he's legendary.